Welcome to this week's sermon from Heights Worship Center. We believe God has something for you today. We hope this message encourages and inspires you.
Reflecting on the studying together, I just reversed it, together in the Word, all right? So today, let me bring out to you first scripture, why we need to be together in the Word. First is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And if I have that other microphone, be ready to be here. Gloria, are you here, please? You can stand right here in front. Gloria is right here. I'd like it first to be read in Chinese. The reason being, in our website, we share the Chinese outline of this online. And when you hear our YouTube account, there will be an inscription that is being also translated into Chinese. But rather just having a translation on the screen, we would want to have somebody in person to be able to read in Chinese. Why? Why? Because we need to reach our community. We are making a statement before Jesus. We want all the peoples in the world, not just the Chinese, not just the Mexicans, Canadians, people of the world, to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And for that reason, we're decreeing and declaring many more of those in this particular language group would be able to come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15.
提摩太后书2章15节。
Thank you. You will read scriptures again later on. So as you see this, I took it from the Amplified Version. So whether you are in the... Thank you. So whether you are reading it in the NIV, but I'd like to read it on the... Right here in the American Standard Version by saying, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a workman accurately, say accurately, handling the word of truth. So when we study together, we are practicing, we are enhancing the ability to accurately, not just hold the Bible, study, learn the scriptures together accurately. But there is a word that describes how accurateness is being attained. It says this, study and do your best. Why? Because you present yourself before the Lord as a student, as a disciple, as a learner of the word. On this scripture, could you imagine there are 8 points? There are 8 points in this very short scripture that points you why you need to be able to study the word together. Number one, you're being told to investigate with the Holy Spirit. You're not doing it alone. That's the reason why we tell you our teacher was the Holy Spirit. Don't be drawn to personalities. Who's preaching this morning? Pastor Don. Yeah, I will be. Who's preaching this morning? Pastor Jaron. Oh, he's old. No. I'm just making an example. So whether the enemy tempts you to be selective, you know that you had been told earlier. All right. In the sense, not for the person, be drawn to the Holy Spirit. And the attempt to be able to belong to a small group. And that's the reason why in one of our meetups, when is this coming, Pastor Adon, when we meet the rest of those newcomers that will, on this coming Saturday, that we will give you an opportunity to be part of a ministry group that you can belong, that you can explore your gifts on how you are able to be assimilated, be part, and contribute to the work of the Lord in the church. But we do this because we want to be studying, investigating the scripture, just like the lesson this week about the Berean. You would know more on the lesson this week, how they investigated. They investigated the scripture, watch this, and the teacher. Right. Why? Because teachers can be teaching and not obeying, practicing what they teach. Right. So that's investigating. So you're open to investigate our lives. When was the last time you heard a pastor saying, investigate us? You can go to our records in the church. You can go to our records, you know. By the way, we are vetted here, fingerprinted, everybody. You are safe. Your kids, you're safe here. In the sense, we are all have been background checked. To be engaging in ministry in the church, everybody is background check. So you know you are on safe ground. And that is one of the disciplines we bring to be part of this family. But for that reason, the doors are open to anybody to be changed and be transformed by the Holy Spirit. Number two, that means you are to present your best effort.
Come on.
Oh, Jesus, help us. Really? Is that your best you can do? Oh, Lord, forgive me. You know, I do better somewhere else, but in the church, oh, somebody can do it. Oh, somebody will show up. No. You have the only spot that is waiting for you to be able for God's giftings, that you can be a channel of blessing, that you could be that conduit of anointing. You see what happened here this morning when we lay hands upon our children? Because we are that parent that would be the channel of blessing to be able to release, to be able to impart to them what God has given us that we pass on to them. Number three, not only best effort, but on that verse, it says as well, make your effort be presentable offering of worship. So study is worship. Wow. Let me flip. This is hard. Let me choose another one. Okay, now I'm good. I'm flip the Bible. I'm Isaiah 38. In those days, Hezekiah became morally ill. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came to him and said to him, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. I just read my Bible, right? And sometimes people do this. And what if you go to this and Judas hang himself? But here was, look, set your house in order. That kind of rhymes us a little bit. But it said, for you shall die and not live. For it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, judgment. So it's a reality that everybody has to face. I you saw me flip, right? I'm facing four deaths this weekend of loved ones and families that had passed away. Number one was Pastor Eric's mom, who is our first usher in the Philippines, passed away. Second, it is one of our first choir member that had passed away also this week. Thirdly, the niece of Sister Malu Mangawang, very young, in Hawaii, also passed away this week. And fourthly, Dave Ortega, one of our early first members in Pasadena, who is a sound engineer for Disney movies, also passed away. I have to be in all four of those, whether by long distance or by in person, ministering to four of these families. And I just asked Lelong and Lelang are leaving tonight because the older brother of Daddy Abed del Rosario went home also to be with the Lord. And Daddy Abed, we will carry you in our prayers as you travel tonight. But that's the same way. I just flipped the scripture and how, you know, a scripture might talk to you. That is because you're lazy. I flip the scripture.
Yeah.
There is a discipline to study the scripture. And for all of these years that I'm preaching here, if you would notice, this is one of the first time that I did not go by the whole paragraph. I went out of my box this morning. Variety, no, intentionally. Because you can do this. Pick up one verse and all of that, and, you know, direct to your text, to the subject matter. But I'm doing more expository, meaning to take a whole paragraph or to take the whole chapter, you know, dissect it, each scripture, each verse, and out of the Holy Spirit will take out the words that will affirm what the subject matter is all about. That means pastor is preaching here on Sunday, and any word that comes out here is discipleship. It's teaching. So whether you be part of a small group or be here on Sunday and not miss it, you are being discipled. You are being equipped. Today, to see things happening here, you might not be able to see that in any other place, but only because there was a move of the Holy Spirit on a prayer time on Saturday that directed the activity on Sunday. So Saturday must happen in a small group to give direction to what happens here on Sunday. Yeah. But a lot of people who would come to Sunday didn't see the Saturday group. Right. But that navigated and helped the direction to discern what the Holy Spirit has to say for us as a people of God. Right. So investigate the scriptures with the Holy Spirit. Give your best effort and make that best effort your presentable offering of worship. Why? Because you need to be approved by God. Not the approval of men. We're not here for the applause and the approval of men. But we're here to be able to please God, to honor Him, because that's what makes worship acceptable, when He is pleased. When He gives a smile, when God begins to not just put a thumbs up for you, you know, but He begins to say, yes, my child, my son. Yes, it might just be a nod, or might be a breeze of a wind in your face that when you go up out there and then you begin to be alerted, that's the Holy Spirit telling me, I'm okay, I am with you. You're not alone, I'm there. It's when you begin to, in your mind, in your, you know what I was dreaming last night? I just begin to interpret it right now. Somebody handed me a handkerchief. And I woke up to the handkerchief. I have one, so don't rush for a paper towel. And I said, Lord, what was that all about? And just now, you know why? Because in those miracle days, they would use handkerchief. Just a point of connection. Today, we don't have handkerchief, but we have communion. You get the analogy? Because in those days in the book of Acts, they have those handkerchief touch the apostle. They bring the handkerchief to those that are needing healing and miracle. And when they put the handkerchief as a point of contact for prayer, they get healed. What was the point of contact we had this morning? No handkerchief, but communion. Who did initiate communion? Not the pastor, not the evangelist, not the TV evangelist, no. But who did? Jesus. So how would you like your connection into the miraculous being biblical? Yeah. Not a fad, right? So when there was a decree and declare over the microphone for the bread, for the healing, the blood for the covering and the healing, someone that was being called online was listening. And it is so true. Why? I'm about to come up here to say something about it, Andrea, Pastora, but I kept my mouth shut. I said, Holy Spirit, just go ahead. And true enough, you said it. Someone watching. You know why? This guy who passed away for 6 years has been following us in our communion. So every time we could have communion while he was sick, fighting cancer for 6 years, he was following us in our communion. And maybe you would be that same person. You're sick in bed, right now because you're unable to go to church. But your only connection to prayer and for hope and miraculous, it's because of the Word of God and the Holy Communion. Amen. And we welcome you to this family. And we pray continually. So we never take for granted what happens here, that the Lord leads us, because we want to stay in accordance to the Word of God. So we do the study and application of the Word of God so we can be approved of the Lord. And it doesn't stop there to be approved of God, because it says, then you are to study for a reason, because you're going to be a worker. You're going to be a server. So present yourself to God, approved, a workman tested by trial. Look at the verse one more time. A workman tested by trial who has no reason to be ashamed. So therefore, we study so we can be a worker, not an observer. Oh, those two different things. So we are participators in worship and no spectators in worship. Take that. Through the years, that was just a little line we use whenever we teach people in worship. You know, the only one spectator during worship who's watching? God. So don't try to be God to be a spectator during worship. Engage, clap, dance, move your body, open your mouth when you begin to sing. Okay? Because that's just how you engage continually. So we see this as what? Continued worship. Because we are workers. What did Pastor Adon say? We are, how did you say it? We worship because it is our service. And it is our service because it is our worship. How do you put the worker there? We worship because we are workers. We are workers because we worship. There you go. You can't go any wrong. Why? Who receives the work? Who says that your work is approved? The quality of your work and service, God is the one receiving it. So folks, when your name is not called or your name is not recognized, don't be hurt. You know, that's just a little thing through the years in the church that people, oh, I don't know, they get hurt easily because maybe there was no mention, there was no recognition. Everyone on there, we needed that a little bit. But if there was something that has been missed, it is not intentional. Just begin to resolve your thoughts and your heart. God, you saw me.
That's right.
I was not in default. I was in the light community. And Lord, I'm going to be at the Easter breakfast. I will not miss the food. Okay, you're going to be there. All right. Okay, and Lord, I'm going to bring somebody else too. I'm going to invite somebody. Maybe they will never go to church, but they will go to breakfast with me.
That's right.
So we use those as ways of to be workers. Maybe the microphone and the pulpit scares you, but nobody gets scared by inviting a friend to come to breakfast. We're giving you a wonderful reason to qualify yourself. Listen carefully. To qualify yourself that you are a worker for Jesus. You are. Tell your neighbor, you are a worker for Jesus. Invite someone to breakfast on Easter Sunday. Thank you, Lord. So we study. Why? What makes a person study the Word and become a worker? This is our motivating factor. We are motivated with the Word of God. We are motivated by the power of the Word that stirs the Spirit inside of us. When Mary said, "Be it unto me according to your word," it motivated her to participate in the wonderful program of salvation, and she got pregnant. How would you like that? God is not asking you to be pregnant. Just God is asking you to bring someone to breakfast. That's all about it. Nobody getting pregnant, okay? You want Mary's place? Oh, that's hard. You're just given an opportunity to obey. So look, this is how you study. You apply, and when you apply the Word of God, you know, what funny is that? the Holy Spirit has is humorous sometimes because he digs deep right into the very marrow of your bone. And look, that's you. That's for you now to act. That's for you now to get engaged. That's for you now to get out of your shell and be part of what God, I'm about to do. Because you are my worker. Your hands are my hands. Your feet is my feet. Your mouth will be my mouthpiece to speak the word. So when we study, be ready to work on it. Be ready not only to apply it, not only to be able to practice it, but be able to serve the Lord for it. And it says, here we go for our theme for the year, be bold. And it says there that you had been tested by trial, who has no reason to be ashamed. What, folks, I'm not tiring you for this one single verse. I have three more to go, okay? Just this one, but the rest are a little bit shorter. But I can't get away with the fact, Pastor Adon, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, this year we're going to be bold. How bold would you want to get? Bold so that you would be able to usher, attract, bring people to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Not to be ashamed. Not to be ashamed, but rather be bold. Be courageous, for the Lord your God is with you. You want to pray, God, I want for you to be with me. God says, for what reason? Why do you want me to go with you? Oh, God, just keep me safe. Oh, God. What, all about yourself again? Wow. No. When you say, I'm going to be with you, because when you step out in faith and begin to walk on those waters, God is going to show you how those waters are going to part. Yeah. God is going to show you miracle after miracle on how God is going to make provisions for you. Study to be a worker so you will not be ashamed. Be bold and be courageous. Two more to go. Truthfully handling truth. That's not a hard point to develop. Truthfully handling truth. How does it look like to handle truth with truth? So there is a way of comparing scriptures. There is a way of iron sharpening iron. So you want your sword of the Spirit to be sharp? Sharpen with another scripture. Sharpen it with another scripture verse. And folks, tons and tons of other verses. So when you go through the outline of BEP, you want to be extensive in the study. Find other scriptures that complement each point in the notes. Now that's your diligency in being able to study the scripture. You're not just reading word for letter in the BEP. You're allowing the Holy Spirit to dig the hunger inside of you. And when that hunger goes deep inside, you know, you're not going to stop because you're going to look, what other verses still are able to talk about this subject matter? That's when your thirst, that's when you're what you're looking for. You go beyond the pages of the letter of the word. You go by the Spirit of how the Holy Spirit will teach you. That's the reason why every time we have worship here, Pastor Adon, Andrea, Christine, anybody would come up to the stage and just begin to pray, because that is part of the inspiration that the Holy Spirit brings. And bless you, knowing that this, the foundation of every word that is being brought out to bring the word of the Lord for today. Truthfully handling truth. So we can't be ashamed. We speak no lies. We tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So now here, lastly, skillfully being discipled or discipling by the truth. So we could see, it looks there, skillfully teaching the word of truth. So you're not only a worker after studying the scripture, you are a teacher. You are a disciple. Maybe the teacher word is too heavy for you. You may be like an influencer. Oh, everybody likes that. I'm an influencer of the word. Don't retreat now. I'm using your language. Holy Spirit is using the language of the day. Be an influencer by the word of God. Scares you to be a teacher? Scares you to be a facilitator? Scares you to be a Bible study leader? Just be an influencer. One person at a time. Not bad. So that's how we handle truth truthfully. That every letter and every word that the Holy Spirit brings out life, we begin to adhere, we begin to obey, we begin to listen. Because now we skillfully, we bring the skills of the studying the word to be approved. Could you imagine towards us, so you can impart what you have received from God. It doesn't stay. So now you see, there has to be an identified goal at the end when you study the scripture. So I would bless me? No. So I can tell others about the word. It doesn't stop with you. You know what happens sometimes? It stops with you. You become proud. I just had a revelation. I'm anointed. Wow. Yeah. Share it. You got to see the result of the word and the revelation that you have received from God. And when you do, I mean, you get so addicted to it, you're going to share it every day. That's the trick. So that whatever you receive, Lord, I'm reading this scripture. For who is this? Wow, what a question, right? Why I'm encountering this word this morning, Lord. There might be somebody that is needing this. Now, I know I need it first, but then when you begin to receive and it germinates, it grows the inspiration inside of you, you begin to ask, whom I will encounter this day that I may share or influence with the power of the word. All of that we study to be approved by God. I'm looking at the clock so I have enough time. All right. So number two, know Jesus' testimony. So we read again, if Gloria would be ready to read the second scripture in Chinese, that would be in John 5:39. John 5:39 with the scripture again.
约翰福音5:39, 你们查考研究圣经, 因为你们认为圣经中有永生, 其实为我做见证的就是这圣经. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for the reading of the word. I'm going to read it in the amplified version that is on the screen. It says here, you search and keep on searching and examining the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life, and yet it is those, every scripture, that testify about me. So here we go. We are searching. We are studying. We are examining. We are dissecting the Word of God. And the Scripture directs us to keep on searching. That means not stopping, but continually on developing the habit of studying the Scripture. So you go beyond reading, and you move to investigating. Berean Christians did that. That's the lesson for this week. You would read that the New Testament church practiced this. The investigating of the scripture, and they investigate the preacher. Are you real? Fake? Show off? Who are you? Okay? And with this we say, search and keep searching. All right? We can see that this statement tells us to vigorously, intentionally be able to divide, dissect the Word of God. It gives you more time to go to the original Greek if you are looking into the New Testament, or to Hebrew when you are looking at the Old Testament, or to do the background study of places where the event, where the story has unfolded. There are many ways to be able to look into the scripture in learning more about the people in those days. I like to watch History Channel. Discovery Channel every now and then. And if they have anything on the Middle East with regards to the Bible times and all of that, wow, it would be a very refreshing way to be able to look into how archaeological diggings and all of this that during those days were not maybe known yet to them, but that was the history that is being made. And just give you a little bit of insight of the setting of the scripture. But you search and keep on searching, examining the scriptures. And the whole idea is because we are finding that the scripture is the source of life. That the Bible, the word, is the foundation of our faith and our believing in God. And yet, the scripture is pointing you not to the letter of the word, but to the person of the word. Look at the scripture carefully. You are searching for an understanding and examining the scripture because you have eternal life, something to hold on to believe that you have eternal life. Yes, because the Bible says that heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. So you have something to hang on. But Jesus said, hey, don't stop there, that you can build your life on the solid rock, on the rock. I am the rock. I am the word, that you may not only have eternal life, but that testify, the word that testify of me. So Jesus used the scripture to be able to testify about him. Simple, so you can testify about him too. Amen. That's what the Bible says. Right. So if the scripture testifies about Jesus and then you search it, that makes you a testimony for him. The scripture allows, so very, very consistent. So if you are talking about, just don't study the scriptures because you're going to be a worker and then you're going to be an influencer. Next verse, you're not going away with this. You think you can escape? So make sure you have already somebody in mind whom you are to share the scripture, because we're not hearers of the word. It is intentionally on this stage and time in our study life together as a family here in Heights Worship Center that we are maturing, we are growing, we are being able to add to our, not only our experience, but in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So here we are able to hang on to the foundation of the rock, and yet we have to experience it so we would have something to impart to others, to testify. I would say that helps you to shout out for Jesus. Amen. You are encountering the word. You receive the testimony of Jesus, so you can shout out for him. Amen. Very simple. I'm using again another word. Shout out for who? I shout out for Jesus. I don't know about you, but this is a scripture that will make you shout out for Jesus. Again, back, be bold. Amen. Third scripture. Get the word out. I'm not going to apologize. I'm just hammering it. Sometimes the nail, bang, oh, half, bang, you know, and the last pound, you know, bang. Okay, so just wait. Know Jesus' testimony. So here we go. Get the word out. So here we go with Acts chapter 19, verse 9 to 10. And Gloria will read it again in Chinese. Acts chapter 19, verse 9 and 10. This time is in the New Living Translation. Go ahead, Gloria.
使徒行传19章9至10节。 可是有些人心里刚硬，不受劝化，在群众面前毁谤这道。保罗就离开他们，也叫门徒与他们分开。他每天在推拿奴学院跟人辩论。这样过了两年，全亚细亚的居民，无论是犹太人或希腊人， 都听见主的道，阿们。
Amen. So here's the life of the early church. It was not all smooth sailing. There was resistance, oh boy. It looks like they have our times too, like here in America. We go through the up and down of the seasons, you know, of the Lord. And there is continued resistance to the gospel, continued resistance to the word of God. So when the scriptures was read out and being taught by the apostles in the synagogue, not everybody was happy. The reason being their tradition were being demolished. Instead of them seeing it, that their tradition is being complemented with the new reality of who God is. They want to cling to the old, and they didn't want the new that has to come. But some became stubborn, rejecting his message and publicly against the way, meaning the church or the Christians. The way was the term that was describing the first believers and Christian in the New Testament, the people of the way. All right, so that's a term referring to believers. So Paul left the synagogue and took the believers with him. Then he held daily discussions at the lecture hall of Tyrannus. This went on for the next 2 years only. Discipleship program for 2 years. Yeah, okay, Paul, let's do it 2 years. All right, so that the people throughout the province, let the people in Asia hear it. Oh, brother, sister, now you know why you have just to soak in to the word, because the region has to hear it. Amen. There is something in the spirit that happens when the people of God begin to soak into the word of God. There is a dynamics of the power of the word of God that could not be contained, so much so that the few believers that were there were so influential. I didn't call them evangelists, right? I just called them influencers, that the whole of Asia heard it. No internet, no phone, no cell phone, nothing. Just bare mouth, spoken word. Asia heard it just because somebody was bold to speak the word of God. So folks, here it is. If you got a word, be bold to speak. That doesn't mean, oh, yes. No, it could be, you know, sister, you know, brother, you know, it could be a counseling. It could be a prayer. It could be an encouragement. But it is the word of the Lord that you are imparting to that person. And that person begins to receive that healing, that soothing of the work of the Holy Spirit by the word being drawn to the person and the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we can see here that when they went for 2 years, so that the people all throughout the province of Asia, both Jews and Greeks, heard the word of the Lord. Amen. So first, when we study, we must have an outlet, as we shared. We have to have the end result in mind. So maybe what's the end result that we want to attain after this lesson we go through this week? What would be the end result? So we can discuss, we can talk about it in our small group. What would be the end result why we come to church this morning? What would be the end result hearing the word this morning? What will it be? Allow the Holy Spirit even now to give you that word on how and hand to handle the word of truth. So here we go. When we study, we must have an outlet daily. It says that they went for a Bible hangout. For 2 years, you could imagine. They hang out. Oh, you talk about bonding in the word. For sure, they got food, folks. Don't be mistaken. That was the first thing, you know, when the Holy Spirit came, they prayed and they joined with their meals and they eat food together in every home. So that was the standard now, okay? And so, you know, okay, let's go here, let's go there. But the fellowship did not just end up, you know, with listening to the word, and yet they bond together in many different ways. Then after which, it says that it became... For 2 years, that's too long. Right. Not to make it a way of life. That would be a solid biblical way. 2 years being in the word can build up a supernatural discipline in the word of God. You could imagine, you know, they dream about it, they talk about it, and then they go to the lecture hall, they still talk about the scripture, and when they go, Why? What was the whole idea and background? Well, the old says, put it in your forehead, put it in your arms, put it at your doorpost in the wall. That's how they literally put Hebrew scriptures with little scrolls in their head. This time, this is how they translate the Old Testament on how they live the scripture with them on a daily basis. The hunger, the thirst, the enthusiasm that they have. Boy, 2 years, that was a real challenge. At least, Pastor, you said 3-4 years now with BEP. Hallelujah. We're there. We're that bracket now. Thank you, Jesus. Let's encourage ourselves. We're the New Testament version. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Lord. And, you know, I would just say, not the first will be the last, but if you are the last, you'll be the first. So catch up. So no discrimination there. Everybody gets the same reward. All right. So towards the end, if buffaloes mean the way, how did they hear that whole Asia? You know, encourage me that that specific word, Asia, is being. Because the 1040 window in missiology, in studying about the most unreached people group, are on that window. And yet, at the beginning of the outpouring of Pentecost, when the church was born in Jerusalem, that is part of the whole region that has been reached with the word of God. Amen. So let me share with you what the word does. That means there was a planting. The seeds had been embedded since New Testament days in Asia. Catch this closely. You know why we're reading it now in Chinese? Are you catching? Because we are bringing the scriptures alive in Asia. How many billion people in China? We're reading it right now and say, Jesus, bring those scriptures right now that has been planted in Asia when they were studying, and let there be a great harvest in Asia. Hallelujah. India, China, Mongolia, and all the Indochina Chinese countries, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus, for the word of God will not return void, not accomplishing what is intended to be. So folks, we're in for a treat for the largest harvest that is ever to happen with the church today. We're part of it. Why Thailand this year? They have heard. You're going to bring it to life. Hallelujah. So start saving for Thailand. Sign up your name, Pastor Adon, the rest of the team. You know, they had an earthquake. But if you are discerning what the Lord is doing in the spirit, God is preparing the way. He was smoothening. If there is such a word, there was a leveling of the path to prepare. The hunger for the word, that there is no hope for the idolatry of the nation, but there is only hope in the living God through Christ Jesus our Lord. Right now, why our temples are not able to save us? Why not our prayers, our incense is not able to save us? Because only Jesus Christ and those of you who are going to go have a mandate by the Holy Spirit while you are to go to Thailand and keep going to Peru as well. All right. Thank you, Lord. Lastly, be accountable disciple. Worship team, you can join, please. Acts chapter 18, verse 25 to 26. Acts chapter 18, 20. Be accountable disciple. All right. So this will be from the New Living Translation. Once again, Gloria, please. Microphone, please, for Gloria. Thank you.
使徒行传18章25至26节。 这人在神的道上受过训练，心灵火热，很准确的讲论并且教导人关于耶稣的事，但他只晓得约翰的洗礼。这人在会堂里放胆讲论起来，百基拉和雅居拉听了就把他接来，把神的道更准确的向他讲解。阿们。
So here was an apostle that had been only acquainted with the baptism of John, and he had been taught in the way of the Lord and taught others about Jesus with an enthusiastic spirit and with accuracy. So enthusiasm and accuracy is the description for how this apostle Apollos has been sharing the scripture. However, see the however? He knew only about John's baptism. He was enthusiastic with accuracy, taught and preached about John's baptism of repentance. Okay? When Priscilla and Aquila heard him preaching boldly in the synagogue, they took him aside and explained the way of God even more accurately. So that means he was preaching and teaching, but there is something lacking. It was not complete. And so Priscilla and Aquila called for his accountability. If you want to be a preacher of the word of God, there is more to repentance of John the Baptist. You have to be acquainted with the repentance and forgiveness by the blood of Jesus Christ. There we go, back to the blood. By the blood of Jesus Christ. Not just because you have a confession that had forgiveness of sin, but now you confess your sin because the blood of Jesus Christ can forgive you of all of your sin. That was what's lacking in the preaching. And so who did call his attention? Priscilla and Aquila said, he heard him preaching boldly in the synagogue, so they took him aside. And Apollos followed, consented. Yes, I'd like to learn more. What an attitude of a disciple that would be held accountable to another believer. Here we go, folks. Eyes on me, please. We are accountable to you. So if there is words that we preach here not in line with the scripture, you have the obligation to call our attention. Got it? That's how the Bereans, you know, conducted themselves in the discipline. We hold each other accountable to how we preach and live the word of God. It is necessary. That's why we have people, we have authority that is over us as an organization. We are submitted. We have a network we call the Assemblies of God because they look at our doctrine, our teaching. They look at the behavior of the minister. Every year, I have to renew my license. Even though I'm retired, you know, semi-retired, I still have to, do you still believe the Bible? Could you imagine? I'm preaching the Bible for the last 50 years and they will still ask me, do you still believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Do you still believe in this? Consistently, every year, I'm being held accountable to be the preacher of the Word of God. So if we do that, I guess we can do it with everybody too. That become a partner in ministry with us. To be held accountable. So when leadership of the church calls you and bring you aside, we don't put people to public shame. No, look at the model. We bring you aside, we talk to you and say, you know what, there's a little thing about what you're teaching or what you are doing that we need to make a correction, reproving, instruction. As the scripture says, that all scripture is profitable for all of this. So we could see the whole idea of studying the Bible ties back in to what it is to be answerable to God for what we say, what we do, and how we are able to live our lives. With this, that's how the New Testament church grew. That's how the whole idea of the whole body of Christ maturing, growing, and being able to advance and be able to reach the rest of the world. Bow your heads with me in a word of prayer. Jesus, we thank you that the Word of God is not hidden. The Word of God is something that is right now open to us. In other countries, the Word of God is restricted. They cannot even bring the Bible into their countries. They will be put to jail if they were found having a copy of the Bible. They're not even free to be able to gather in their homes. There are even people that are being put to jail because even silently praying outside in public. For this reason, we know, Lord, many different environments, setting, nations have different aspects of how they are responding to the Word of God. And yet we did not want the freedom that we have here in the United States of America to be taken for granted. Lord, we want to take it seriously, especially during this time. We know with such intentionality, Lord, much more that America is needing the Word of God. That's why we equip our children. That's why we talk about it to people around us, by being a positive influence for them. So we ask you right now, help us to be students of the Word. Help us, Lord, to be able not to be hearers only, but to be doers of the Word. So we ask and pray that as we come to the close of this service, that we can make a continued commitment, not just to be able to be part of a small group or Bible study, but Lord, we would take to heart of being your worker, your believer, we being engaged in the study of the Word, that we may grow and mature and bear fruit in you. Where every head is bowed and eyes closed. I know the Word was for everybody. But if there is a particular thing that the Holy Spirit has been being able to speak to your heart and say that this is your next level. That's right. This is your next level of your walk with Jesus. This is how the Holy Spirit is going to lead you. Lord, if I'm asking for the new level, for the new things that you want to do in my life, the Lord is saying to you this morning, this is the next level that I'm bringing you to an experience with my Word. You're going to see the Word come to life. You're going to see my promises to you become a reality. Because you studied it, you believe it, you work on it, you practice it. Hallelujah. You share it. And so today, let me lead you into prayer. Follow me in this prayer by saying, Dear Lord Jesus, your Word is life. Your Word is spirit. That I receive it now and become a part of my life to lead me and guide me to become a fruitful believer and a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. More so, I desire to be an influencer of your gospel to others around me. Use me, but beyond using me, make me the living epistle. Make me the living Word that will live out the scriptures, the Bible, your Word, your person, your image to others, that when they see me, they see Jesus. That when they see me, they read the Word of God. They see you alive. Thank you for what you can do miraculously in my life today. Because you are my Lord, my Savior. I receive this because you have forgiven me. For this, I pray, I give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Visit us in person or online at hwcim.org.